Oppo, featuring SuperVOOC, lightning quick smartphone charging tech.
This is Phoenix Nation on SENZ.
It's 4:05 here on Phoenix Nation on SENZ. And joining us now from the Phoenix is Callum Holmes, the assistant of the Wellington Phoenix women's team. G'day, Callum. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Nice to speak to you again.
Yeah, good to chat, mate. Good to chat. Unfortunately, we don't have as much time as I'd have liked, but I did want to ask you particularly about what the work on for you and Natalie has been with the team around the concession of late goals, because you've been playing pretty well, you've been scoring goals, you've been holding good teams in Western and Melbourne City to around the 70-minute mark and then conceding. Where do you think that comes from, and have you figured out how you can fix it yet?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different between the two games of sort of how we conceded the goals, which can be a good thing and a bad thing. At least it's not one trend that we need to work on. I think that the key thing for us has been when we do concede, we make sure that we don't concede again quickly. I think that's been the main issue for us. Not particularly the time, just more of when we do concede. We in the last two games, we've conceded again and then again. And at that point, the game sort of becomes a little bit tougher to come back from. So I think it's just making sure that we're concentrated in those moments and making sure that after we do concede, we reset ourselves as a group, staff included, and get ready to go again so we can have an impact on the game over the last little 20 minutes like it was on the weekend, or even sort of 30 minutes it was the week before against Melbourne City.
Are you generally pleased with how the team is playing and what you're putting out there?
I think so, yeah, we are. We've played some really nice stuff. We've played some really good football playing out from the back in both games. We've had a couple of moments in the game where we thought we were on top for large periods. I think it was sort of a bit longer maybe against Western United on the weekend than Melbourne City, but we're happy with what we're doing, and now we just need to be able to piece that together for 90 minutes, and I'm pretty confident that as we roll into the season that will happen and we'll get some points on the board.
Well, you got Melbourne victory. You got the hat trick, didn't you? All three Melbourne teams, first three rounds. This time over in Melbourne this weekend, they've lost Catherine Zimmerman, their star striker as well, and they yet to score a goal this season. Have you had a chance to have a look at them and how they go about things and how you guys might be able to counter that?
Yeah, we have. We looked at their last couple of games. We looked at some preseason games as well. We've got a plan. We've got a game plan in place that hopefully we can execute for long periods of the game and score some goals against them. They've obviously got some very good players. It's unfortunate for them that Zimmerman went down with the ankle. I think she had surgery earlier this week, but they've also got some internationals coming back into their squad. So lots of threats for us to be aware of, but we're also pretty confident that our game plan's right. And if we execute that, then I think we have a big chance of getting 3 points away from home.
Yeah, and how is everybody fitness-wise? I know there were, we had a couple of players who started the season carrying niggles, Page being one of them. Are you confident you're going to be able to take a fully fit squad over there?
We'll be pretty close. We're still sweating on a couple of others, making sure we get them back, and we have them for the entire season. I think the last thing we want to do is bring them back too early and make sort of have a pretty panic. Oh, we've lost the first two games. We have to bring these players back. We know that it's a long season and we don't want them to break down halfway through. So it's a bit of a balancing act between making sure we get the players on the pitch that we think are going to help us get 3 points and making sure they're going to be ready for or available for the entire season. So we'll have a couple back this week, which we're looking forward to. Hopefully they'll add a little bit to the squad. Hopefully then we can get points out of it.
Yeah, fingers crossed, mate. And how is Lily tracking?
Yeah, she's doing okay. She's progressing. She's on track. She's a pretty frustrated figure, I think. Anyone who might have seen or heard the game on the weekend, she's the team's loudest supporter when she's off the pitch. So she's such a fantastic person. And we'd love to have her back on the pitch soon. But again, it's another one that we can't rush to make sure that she's ready to be back and we can be playing soon. Have her back playing soon.
Yeah, good stuff, Callum. Hey, listen, we've run out of time on Phoenix Nation, mate. Great chatting to you again. Hopefully we can do it
awesome.
A bit longer next time, mate. Go well and best of luck in Melbourne this weekend, eh?
Sounds great. Thank you very much. Speak to you soon.
Yeah, we'll do. There you go. That has been Phoenix Nation for another week. Thanks to Oppo. We'll be back again next Thursday from 3:00. Up next, the run home from the golf club.